Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Song Therapy is powered by UrbanMusicSuite.com. Song Therapy is today's hottest and progressive music platform created to heal the pain and soothe the soul. So sit back, relax, and unwind as we take you on this therapeutic musical journey. It's time for you to join the crew on the first ever virtual couch. Remember, no one likes to go to therapy, but they love to come to Song Therapy. Introducing our musical therapist, Impeccable, the Dream Merchant.
Don't make a living, create a lifestyle.
And Tell Tally, the Motivationalist.
With a mindset for ministry.
And Mo-licious, the essence of Mo.
Sweet, sexy, and always in control.
Entertainment and news, I always get the story. And now, your host and moderator, Mr. Impeccable.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another inspiring episode of Song Therapy. DJ, if you let the music just trickle down into a Chinese medley, I'm feeling kind of Asian tonight. After my journey back from Beijing, Shanghai, Wuhan, and some other places that if I pronounce on the radio, I will probably mess up. I'm feeling like water, Brother Tally. I'm flowing. I'm becoming whatever object I set my mind to be. Malicious. I'm having a moment.
You are
I'm eating
having
a York
moment.
Peppermint patty. I'm feeling a sensation that I do not want to eat Chinese food anymore.
I'm going to need you to pull yourself together.
I am together.
Okay. All right.
I have seen the Great Wall, one of the 8 wonders of the world, spanning 13,000 miles in length, architecture, crazy, wow. Built with soldiers and peasants and all kinds of other things. I'm just taking your mind to a place away from work. 13,000 miles. It can wrap itself around the U.S. a couple times, my brother Tally. How are you this evening?
I'm good, man. That is the 8th wonder of the world. How long did it take to build that, 13,000 miles? Wow.
You know what? I have not Googled that. And on the grand tour, they did not say because I did not understand what they were saying. I think I had a Chinese interpreter, brother. And it was not working. T-Million, who has also seen this 8th wonder. How are you this evening, sir?
I'm good, brother. You know, I forgot the exact amount of years on that, but it took hundreds of years to build. It wasn't something that was immediate.
Wow, it's the longest and largest wall of its type in the history of history. But we are at Song Therapy. I just wanted to digress for a second because sometimes our mind can get so cluttered into the possibilities, into the world, into the complexities that have held us down. But they're not really holding us down. They're just mentally challenging us to push forward. I'm ready. I'm ready for another. You know what? That's what happens when you put some ginseng. You know, ginseng comes from over there, too. All right. No more Chinese food. I think it has affected my brain, Tell Tally, T-Million, Mo-licious, Song Therapy family. I'm ready to be back. I'm glad to be back. You know, sometimes they say, you know, it's good to be back. It is really good to be back. It was no Facebook. It was no Instagram. It was no Twitter. They blocked Google. I couldn't get on Gmail. I was like, wow, I guess I'm supposed to be one with the wall, the Great Wall. We have an exciting, exciting show tonight. I'm excited. We got a special guest and friend who's going to be joining us as a special song therapist tonight, but a little bit more about that later to come. But if you've never, ever tuned into Song Therapy before, we are the cause and sometimes the cure for your daily pressures. That's why I took you on a little journey with me to China. That's right. We have the world's first virtual couch, and if your problems get so big, I mean huge, we got a virtual suite at the Virtual Caesars Hotel on a virtual California King. I'm in the Vegas state of mind, T-Million, now. I've gone from China to Vegas. You know what? I think China is in Vegas because they come to Vegas to gamble for sure. Things are going up. things are going down. My emotions are going all kind of ways. I have mixed emotions about tonight. But tonight's record, Emotional Roller Coaster. Huh. How apropos. By Vivian Green. This was requested to be broken down by the song Therapy Family by our special guest, Mr. Darren Henson, which will be joining us very, very shortly. But DJ, if you have the record loaded up, can you play the Chinese version, please?
Well, before I do that, I'm going to get into Mojesta years.
Are you?
Then, yes, I'm.
All right.
Yes, I am.
All right, we'll go right ahead.
Okay. All right.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. You're still in you're in somewhere in China, but it's all right.
You know what happened? I think it was tonight's topic that got me.
Okay.
I'm on an emotional roller coaster right now. I've fallen in love, and I can't get out. That's tonight's topic.
All right. Darren Henson grew to fame as the character Lim Van Adams on the hit Showtime spinoff series Soul Food. For 5 consecutive seasons, Henson engaged audience with his believable portrayal of the street hustler turned husband, father, and businessman. Darren was nominated for 4 NAACP Image Awards, 3 times for his role on Soul Food, and once for his book, Intimate Thoughts. He also had a lead role in Stomp the Yard, a film released through Sony that allowed Henson to display his amazing dance skills. He also created a popular web series called The Hotel, which can be seen on YouTube. Darren is devoted to his community and is a national spokesperson for M.A. Lee Scholarship Fund. Darren can also be seen in featured films such as Chocolate City, an American adaptation of Magic Mike. Recently, he played the role of Black Coffee as well. Oh, and you can't forget about his great moves in NSYNC, Bye Bye Bye. And he also worked with top recording artists such as Jennifer Lopez, Justin Timberlake, Usher, Christina Aguilera, Prince, Britney Spears, and also he just joined the cast of Single Ladies as Detective Jordan. I can keep going on, but I would like to give Darren a chance to the spotlight himself. So this week, we're going to be breaking down one of his favorite songs, Emotional Roller Coaster by Vivian Green. Now let's check out Emotional Roller Coaster, and right after that, Song Therapy will welcome Darren Henson to the virtual couch.
Last night I cried, tossed and turned, woke up with dry eyes, my mind was racing, feet were pacing. Lord help me, please tell me what I have gotten into. Ran my 3 miles to clear my mind, it always helps me out. It's my therapy when I'm losing it, which is usually, hey. Emotional roller coaster, loving you ain't nothing healthy. Loving you was never good for me, but I can't get off. Emotional roller coaster. Gonna be okay, gonna start a new day, truly happy. I was gonna take control of me, but eventually reality hit me mentally, physically, emotionally. And I opened my eyes and realized that I was still being taken for a constant ride on you.
Oh,
baby,
ain't nothing
I'm on a emotional roller coaster. We are back live on Song Therapy with tonight's topic. I've fallen and I can't get up. Mo, why don't you introduce our special guest?
Well, you know, I would like to welcome everybody to Song Therapy, and I would just like to say this actor came to us and came into the hearts of ladies around the world as Lim on Soul Food, as you know. He has so many talents, accolades, that I think that over time he just continues to get better. Without further ado, I would like to welcome actor, choreographer, author, speaker, celebrity trainer, Darren Henson, to Song Therapy.
Greetings to everybody.
Darren, welcome
greetings.
To Song Therapy.
greetings
welcome
to everybody.
So first and foremost, Darren, I just want to say to you, what made you choose Emotional Roller Coaster, and why was that, like, one of your favorite songs?
I think it's a song that everybody can relate to. I think that we've all gone on an emotional roller coaster, and I think life is about ups and downs, and sometimes you're in a position that you want to be in, but you don't necessarily want to be in, or you want to get away or get off of something, but you can't. So I think that we've all, and it's something that resonates with a lot of people, and it's something that definitely resonated with me. So that's why I chose the song. And it's something that, you know, it's a song that I really feel. I love Vivian Green. And so that's why I chose that for the evening.
Okay.
Yeah, Dan, she is kind of easy on the eyes as well, huh?
Oh, she's beautiful. She's beautiful.
Absolutely.
That's a nice way of saying it, Tally. Easy, real easy on the eyes. Man, welcome to the show. Sit back. The show is pretty much all about your musical choice, Darren. This is impeccable. And we just basically take a record and make the whole show about the record and the experience of the writers, producers, and songwriters. And occasionally we have superstars like you on our show. And we found that everybody loves music. And so the question that she threw out there was just so we can get a perspective of where you were coming from as we go verse by verse and lyric by lyric. If this maybe is your very first time joining us on Song Therapy, we just have a few rules here. First, we play the record like we just did. Some people have heard it. People who really love music have heard it, and know Vivian Green, they've heard it, and some haven't. But before the end of the night, they're gonna feel what we're feeling about tonight's topic and what was written in this record. And then verse by verse, lyric by lyric, we're going to break this record down like maybe people have never heard it broken down before. We're going to get into some discussions. We're going to agree on some things. Some things we're going to disagree on. You name it, Song Therapy is going to open your eyes to the real story behind the song and give you a new perspective that will surely have you asking for more. The key components to this therapy session are the lyrics. If you don't have them in front of you, you can go to songtherapy.fm, songtherapy.fm, click on lyrics, and they will be there right in front of you so that you can follow along as we break this record down. We talk about sex, romance, drama, hate, love, money, whatever the songwriters and the producers come up with for records. That is what shapes and molds our show. We're here to tell stories. We're here to help the healing process inspire and excite you to really become a music lover and to learn something about the musicology that we got going on here at Song Therapy. This week's topic, I've Fallen in Love and I Can't Get Out. Song, we're dealing with Emotional Roller Coaster, Vivian Green, who was recommended, inspired to the Song Therapy family by Darren Henson, who is our special guest, and he's sitting in. We're going to make him a song therapist for the evening and maybe for life. He might already be one, and he doesn't even know it as that title. But before we get started, our musical therapist, Tell Tally,
yes,
why don't you just break down this record, give us the symptoms of what's going on with this emotional roller coaster, and then we can get right into it.
Absolutely. Well, Song Therapy family, we all know that many of us have found our way traveling down that winding road called love. Love can take you through the gamuts of your emotions. Sometimes one can find themselves in a myriad of emotions, some good and some not so good. I think we all have had our happy or euphoric state. We're giddy, And at the same time, on the other hand, we can be left frustrated, irritated, upset, betwixt. Love can be, as the song said, an emotional roller coaster. I think Tina Turner even said it best when she said, "What's love got to do with it? Got to do with it." Sometimes, some of us, when the times are bad, we can walk away from that situation without being scathed. However, many of us at one point or another find ourselves falling madly in love, and we see no light at the end of the tunnel. In other words, we can't get out. We love, 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 love that other someone to the point of major suffering. And if we look at our symptoms tonight, one can say that emotionally we can be sometimes seen as abused. Personally, we want that person to ourselves. They don't want that person to go outside of that relationship. They want to isolate them to themselves. And that might be a symptom that you see when you're trapped and can't get out. Two, if someone doesn't pay attention to your needs and starts to have a wandering eye outside of the relationship, can cause you to feel that you're in love and can't get out. Three, you may find out that that person may want you to service them all the time, or for you to be a servant to them and be seen in that capacity. And then four, you find yourself being manipulated. When it's good, and when it's not, it's not. And those are the symptoms of when you've fallen in love and can't get out.
Mm, the old wondering eye tell, Tally.
Yeah.
Got many a man in trouble. What you looking at? What you looking at, T-Million? Like, he's like, nothing.
Nothing.
Right, yeah, you can't even talk. Look, you must have heard that. That must be like an emotional roller coaster for you when you hear that, huh? Wondering,
oh, yeah.
I, has that gotten you in trouble before, T-Million?
No, I'm smart. I put on sunglasses. I don't
put my eyes under. If you just tuned in, we're breaking down the record by Vivian Green with our special guest who has chosen this record, Emotional Roller Coaster. Topic tonight, I've fallen in love and I can't get out. I think you played a record in the back, I Wish I Wasn't, by Heather Headley. It's kind of related to the topic. If you just play, let's not play the whole record so we can get right into this therapy session. But let's play maybe the first verse and the hook. And then when we come back, let's jump right into song therapy.
Somehow I know it's not quite that way. It's getting pretty late, and you haven't checked on me all day. When I called, you didn't answer. Now I'm feeling like you're ignoring me.
One of them things. Yes, Mo. What?
You know, I'm listening to these songs and I'm listening to the topic. You know, everyone talks about the topic, and I take the approach and I listen to what you guys are saying. And you know, as a woman, and I'm feeling like women are, you know, we know we're emotional creatures, but it seems like, and correct me if I'm wrong, we fall in love faster than you guys. I mean, some guys do fall hard. But I think at the end of the day, you know, there is a lot of shamboinging going on. And when I say that, I mean that I just feel like a lot of times guys.
The word of the day. Shimboinging.
Guys are in relationships, or if they're not in relationships, they try to, you know, they want to get to know you. And I don't think a lot of times women create a lot of boundaries. Because if you created those boundaries, you wouldn't be so caught up within that moment, you know what I mean, of falling in love with this person. And that, you know what I'm getting ready to say, that goes back to my six-month rule. But anyway, however, I just think that everything, like the song is apropos, the next song is apropos, but as I get into the first verse, you'll see where I'm going with that. But I just had to let that out real quick.
Darren, do you agree with her on women falling in love faster than men?
Absolutely, 100%. You know, and it's good to have a woman on here to have a female perspective, because I think what happens is, you know, we've heard the old cliche saying that women, you know, who have sex fall in love, but men fall in love with sex. And, you know, we got two different types of chemicals running through our body. You know, we got testosterone and we got estrogen. So, you know, the chemicals make us respond and react differently. And, you know, men and women are just two different types of people. So we respond and react differently, and that's what we get in society today.
Respond and react. You done taken us somewhere with that one. That'll help a lot, fellas, in relationships, how we respond or do we react. Typically, if you're caught in a real big lie, you might react wrong. So learn how to respond or don't get caught in a super big lie. This is Song Therapy. Thank you, Darren. If you're calling and listening by cell phone, 347-855-8964, and you would like to speak to our guests, just press 1. We will see your hand wave virtually in our studio, and we will try to get you on before the show is over. But up first is the first lady of Song Therapy. We usually talk about song structure a little bit. Remember, the lyrics are on songtherapy.fm under lyrics. And the song just jumps right in with the verse, not really a big musical intro. And it gets right down to the heart of the record. So, Mo, you're up on the first verse. Let's kick it off.
Tossed and turned, woke up with dry eyes. My mind was racing, feet were pacing. Lord help me, please tell me what I have gotten into. Ran my 3 miles to clear my mind. It always helps me out. It's my therapy when I'm losing it, which is usually.
So this is Mo in the first verse. So it states, last night I cried, tossed and turned, woke up with dry eyes. My mind was racing, feet were pacing. Lord help me, please tell me what I've gotten into. Ran my 3 miles to clear my mind. It always helps me out. It's my therapy when I'm losing it, which is usually. So basically, you know, for me, this first verse, you know, it's how she's handling the emotions, or how the emotions are handling her. Some of the ways these feelings happen are usually in an intimate relationship. A lot of times it seems that, you know, we care about someone and our heart is totally there. So because her mind is racing, it equates to the emotion that it bursts, overflows, and to the point that she really has no control over things that she's feeling in between this person that she's dealing with. On the other hand, she might really enjoy this energy, because sometimes when you're in love with a person, the energy that you feel gives you a burst of happiness. It gives you a mind thought of you can do anything. There's nothing that you can't do. It also can be exciting to give her impulses, which leads her to, you know, all of her inhibits to run wild. So sometimes, you know, like this verse says, you know, she basically tossed and turned because she had a lot of emotions, a lot of animosity. Everything that was running through her mind, sometimes you can't sleep at night because your mind is racing for whatever that may be. But on this subject, it's about love. So when you're in love with a person and they're doing something, you're like trying to sleep, but your mind is racing like, why are they doing this to me? Or how am I feeling like this? How do I get out of it? How do I get on to my next day? Or how do I progress in this situation without losing myself? So that's Mo on the first verse.
You're kicking the song off. Right, Mo. Darren, you are now one of our song therapist guests, and as we go verse by verse and lyric by lyric, I know you said this was one of a song that had a lot of feeling and meaning to you. What do you see in this first verse that just screams out at you that you might want to share with us?
I agree. You know, the fact that she woke up with dry eyes, meaning that she wept all night long, and there are no more tears. There are no more tears. And when she talks about how her mind is racing, when our mind races, it means it's creating things as well. Some things may not even be existing, but because it's racing, it's doing this thing that it wouldn't normally do in a relaxed state. It's trying to figure itself out. It's trying to figure things out. So, again, it could be making up things that aren't true. But, again, it is a form of being out of control. You know, one of the things that I wanted to talk about is how women have a chemical in their body called oxytocin that men don't have. And oxytocin is a chemical when we're in a high peak state that gets released in women during childbirth as well as sex. So when that chemical is released inside of a woman is when she feels her best and greatest. Now, the absence of that is depression. So when she's going through this state of confusion, she's feeling all of those things at the same time, which can't be fun for anybody. So we would, you know, we would just imagine that she, this emotional roller coaster of going up and down, brings spells of, you know, anxiety, dizziness, anxiousness, anger, resentment, sometimes happiness, depending on the thought. And when you think a thought and you're in that state, it can also bring on more resentment because as happy as they're feeling, they're getting upset and angry. Things aren't well either. So that emotional roller coaster can't be fun for anybody.
Wow.
Darren, took me all the way back to science class in high school. He was like, oxytocin. I'm like writing all this down, depressed. Tell Tally, our musical therapist, we now might have
I know, man. I was like, this brother biology major or what? I mean, I was trying
to.
You
got to see what's not seen. That's the point. We can't just point the finger and say, you know, this color is blue, this color is red. Sometimes we like the colors, but they make up different colors, right? So,
you
know, it is what it is. Sometimes it's not just as plain as day. There's so many different things that are going on in people and men at the same time. I mean, we feel just as strongly as women do and go through emotional roller coasters as well. And that's why it was so profound, because this is something that men and women experience on two different levels, but it feels exactly the same.
Darren, let me ask you this. I mean, I know you don't like maybe talk about your personal life, but who in your life, if you could go back in high school, whatever, to put you on the emotional roller coaster? You ain't got to say no names, protect the innocent, but what and who and why were you on that emotional roller coaster?
Oh, man, you know, I mean, I done been through more than the average person. You know what I mean? being an entertainer, I've been through more than the average person. You know, it's there's been more trial and error from my perspective. You know, sometimes I bite off more than I can chew. And, you know, we've always felt that. A lot of times in life it's very interesting because we pull, you know, people into our circles or we move out of circles that we don't feel comfortable in. But really what goes on is, you know, in my relationships, and as I said, I've been in quite a few. And what I've learned, I'll say this, what I've learned is I don't want a relationship anymore. I want a one-ship. A relationship means to do something over again. Re means to do again. It's like when we took retest on Friday from the test that we took on Monday, I don't want to do any more relationships. I want to do a one-ship because relationships, sometimes you're doing the same things that you did before and they didn't feel good. So I won't necessarily say that somebody did something to me. A lot of times I've learned that I've done it to myself. So
you better preach, brother. You
sometimes I send
preach.
Myself on an emotional roller coaster. And it wasn't necessarily the other person. It was me.
You better save it for the book. Better save it for the book, Darren. Don't give too much away for free now.
But I will say this in respect to, you know, because I am a female. And I will say that, I mean, I just believe that once a woman reaches a certain point in her life and a certain age, her emotions are a little bit more steep and deeper than men can even imagine. And I think a lot of times it's misunderstood. And I say that to say because, you know, when women, if they've had, you know, surgeries, if it's hysterectomy or they're going through menopause, there are feelings and emotions that are uncontrollable, whether, you know, it could be crying, it could be, you know, anxiety, attitude, frustration, and it's all because of your hormonal, you know, being. And that's just like a
And that's why I was bringing up the chemical, and that's why I was bringing up the chemical stasis aspect of it, because we have different chemicals in our body. One of the things that I found out really is the conversations that we have about men and women, we really got to speak about it from a biological perspective as well. You know, I mean, a man will never understand what a woman goes through every 28 days. And a woman will never understand what a man, when he gets older, will go through when, you know, and I'll say this, when you know, his erection doesn't work as strong as he wants it to. A woman can't understand that. So there's many different levels of chemicals that we don't truly understand in each other, and there's just the biology of that that goes along with the mental aspect, and the mental aspect follows the physical aspect. So when we understand more of those things and when we respect them even more, then we can understand how real deep it actually goes.
Well, doesn't that go inside with a relationship? Because if you are in tune with your mate, and whatever, as you grow old with that person, as you get older with that person, if you are in tune with them, you care for that person, and you care about their being and their health, you will get to understand and know, you know, the different transformation his body goes through or her body goes through. And I say that because a lot of times I know, you know, I have female, you know, girlfriends that, you know, their partners are going through what you said, you know, the erection part, you know, not getting up. But if you understand it and you know why it's happening, it kind of creates a better situation as opposed to, oh, you know, you can't get up, I don't want to deal with you, which causes a person to ultimately maybe cheat on you or go outside of the relationship to, you know, to help them, you know, to get what they need for themselves. So at the same time, I think that if we all play the part of understanding each other and not only each other's mental but the physical realm of it as you get older, because you do change. You know, and I think a lot of times people, you know, men and women don't take that time to do that. I think it's just like if it happens, it's like, oh, my God, you know, this happened, he can't do it. But if you take that second and appreciate and why it's happened and make things a little bit more easier as opposed to different things you can do to, you know what I mean, to ensure that this is going to be a healthy relationship, whether you can't perform or not perform, or whether you have an attitude, you don't have an attitude, or, you know what I mean, you're going through changes, I think it would be a better situation.
So, I think,
I mean,
Mark,
I agree.
Darren, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, no. I agree with that from one perspective, but I also think that as we talk about understanding, most of the time we're so focused on understanding, we don't have an understanding to ourselves. And a lot of times we're lying to ourselves about what we truly want, and we're so focused about what other people's needs are, we don't really truly pay attention to our own needs. And I found that out in my life as an individual, that I was so focused on pleasing other people opposed to saying, you know, what is it that I really want? Because when you find out what you really want, then you start attracting what you want opposed to trying to fulfill somebody else. And I spent a lot of time in my life, you know, doing what I wanted, I mean, doing what other people wanted me to do opposed to doing what made me happy. And there's sometimes that still pops up, and I go, yeah, this is not really what I want. And you start finding out more about yourself, and you start being fulfilled even more. And I think you become a happier person when you really do what you want. You know, like sometimes people go, man, you know, he's or she's a, you know, she's a B, or he's an, you know, a-hole. Well, no, he's just being who he wants to be, and she's being who she wants to be. And they live better for it. You know, just because they're not living out what you want, then you may say that they're this way. But he or she is that way because that's what they want. When we start finding our equal and our matches, we come we become much better, and it's a much healthier state of being. And most of the time, men or women succumb to men because of what they desire and they need in terms of protection. And men take on certain women because of their need and desire to become daddy or to have a sense of strength. But it doesn't equate to happiness. When you truly figure out what that really is, it doesn't equate to happiness, because somebody is always searching elsewhere outside of their particular circle. And that's what the roller coaster is all about. You go up and down on a roller coaster, but trust, you're going to get off at the end of the ride. You don't stay on it.
Wow, if you just tuned in, Song Therapy is on a roller coaster tonight. It's emotional. I didn't even want to. I almost got back in line, Darren, and got on it again. That's how good it is tonight. Topic, I'm falling in love, and I can't get out or off the roller coaster, because sometimes people don't know when to get off. If you just tuned in, we have our very special guest and friend, Darren Henson, joining us as one of our song therapists tonight, and he brought the record to us by Vivian Green. If you didn't check it out earlier, Google it. It's Emotional Roller Coaster. The lyrics are right on songtherapy.fm. We're tuned in. First Lady Molicious has just broken down the first verse, and I think we could go for days because there's a lot of emotions going on. There's a lot of knowledge going on, and Mo, you brought up a good point about people getting an understanding, and sometimes people don't have the information, like Darren said, and he said, don't add read to it. Don't do research, because that's doing it over. Why don't you just search some things and see if you can't find out some ways to help your relationship get better? I'm up on the hook. DJ, if you have it ready, right after the first verse, let's do it. The chorus. Let's go.
I'm on an emotional roller coaster. Loving you ain't nothing healthy. Loving you was never good for me.
This is your boy Impeccable, up on the chorus, and it starts right out. I mean, I'm taking it from a woman's perspective, maybe not only because she's singing it, but I feel that it's echoing from her sentiments, and she's personally talking or telling a story to herself, and I look at it, and she says she's really emotional, wreck right now. She's like, I'm on an emotional roller coaster. And then she says, but loving you ain't nothing healthy. It's not the English. We're not dealing with good English sometimes in songwriting. It's just you're not healthy for me. It doesn't make sense. It's like, why am I eating this fried food and I know it's killing me? Why I'm trying to lose weight, but I can't stay out of Krispy Kreme. It's like, loving you, it's not healthy. And then the next line says, loving you was never, from the beginning, even from what I thought, maybe what I saw, and maybe the question needs to be asked, was I really in love? Or, am I loving you? Is it love when it's not being reciprocated in the way, like Darren mentioned earlier, that meets your minds in the same type of perspective? Because if she realizes at this point in this relationship that, when she looks back on it, maybe not when it first began, but when she looks back on it, she said, it was never good for me. But that conjunction right there, that small, small word that stops us from doing a lot of things. But, and then she uses one of the words that I hate the most, which is can't get off. Now, I'm not a can't kind of person, and there's a lot of people who speak that can't into their life, but she's speaking right now of a situation that's not good for her, it's unhealthy, but then she's killing it by adding can't into it. So she's spoken death to her relationship and making it unhealthy by just saying that she can't get off. And it's so profound to her, and she doesn't know why it's happening because her heart's going up and down, her mind's racing back and forth, that the next line says, it's, first it was I'm on a emotional roller coaster. And then it goes into, in the second part of the chorus, it's the thing, the love, the relationship. It's an emotional roller coaster. It being what we deal with, our situation, how we interact. It's emotional roller coaster. Loving you, you, specifically you, guy X, girl Y, loving you ain't nothing healthy about it. And then she reflects one more time, loving you was never good for me. And then she repeats it, for me. And she's torn. She's pulling her hair out. She's crying all night, like in the first verse. Her eyes are dry, 3 miles. She doesn't know what's going on. And then the last line of the chorus, she puts that conjunction in there, but, and then says something negative about the situation, which is never going to help her because she's not speaking anything positive into this situation. She says, but I can't get off. And that's your boy Impeccable on the chorus. Vivian Green, emotional roller coaster. I got myself all emotionally charged, D. Song therapy family. I don't think I can get off. I can reflect back to it. You know, like, I'm like, man, I mean, shut.
It's such a profound space and time to be in that you realize that the place that you have chosen to stand, the place that you have chosen to lay, the place that you have chosen to walk is unhealthy ground. It's quicksand. And you knew it at the beginning. So where does love come into that when you start to abuse yourself, when you're being abused emotionally, maybe mentally, maybe physically by another? Is that really love? See, that's what she's saying. It's never been healthy. I knew it going into it. So my question is, why do people do that? Why do we go into things knowing that it's not good? And most of the time it's because people believe they can change other people. Women believe, oh, I can love him so much that I can make him change, or I could take care of her so much that I'll make her love me and be one with me. No, the way it works is that we love ourselves so much that we can love you so much so you can love yourself so much so you can love me back. That's how it really supposed to go down.
Going down, tonight's topic, I've fallen in love, and I can't, that word I hate so much, get out. Who says that to themselves?
I want to say I can't get up.
Can't get up.
Every time
can't
you say
get
that,
out.
I can't get up.
Well, that's, you know, that could be in a sexual roller coaster there, because he might have knocked you out, and you can't get up. You know, I don't know.
No. I'm just saying, why you wanna... just the paraphrase of it, that's what I'm saying. Every time you say it, I want to say I can't get up. But
oh, you think about that old school commercial? I've fallen
I can't get up. I mean, basically, because if you're on an emotional roller coaster, sometimes you can't get out of it. You can't, you know, the realistic of it, you can't get out of it. Some people just are in situations where they're scared to get out of it. You know what I mean? And sometimes you think that you're staying there for all the right reasons, but in actuality, you're just hurting yourself, you know, just like, you know, abusive relationships. You know, sometimes you want to leave and you want to go probably very, very quickly, but you can't. It's something, you know what I mean, it's something internally that holds us there until we're ready to say, you know what, I can't deal with this any longer.
It's called dependency. Yeah, people develop dependency. You know, I'm used to laying next to someone. I'm used to someone picking me up from work. I'm used to feeling their feet next to me. I'm used to sitting at the table for breakfast with someone. I'm used to showering with someone.
You know, I have to disagree for a second with that, because I don't think it's all about dependency. I think sometimes women aren't able to leave because of, if you've been in an abusive relationship, and you've been in a situation where you have someone saying, you know what I mean, if you move, if you do this, you know, I'm going to kill you, or if you do this, you do that, you know what I mean, there's always some repercussions. So ultimately you're not strong enough, you're scared, you know what I mean, you're internally you're scared because your mind is like, you know, I'm not trying to die, I'm not trying to cause any waves, but I'm not strong enough to tell somebody about the situation so I can
I think that is true. I think that is true, absolutely. There's an extremity aspect to that as well. So But I think the average person that listens to this song or the average person that feels this song, it's talking, it's speaking to someone saying, I'm in this relationship that doesn't make me happy. But you know what? I've been in it so long, I'm used to it. Or I've been in it so long, I wouldn't know how to start another relationship with someone. You know, a lot of times when women are, you know, in their late 30s, they don't even know how to date anymore. I mean, I've heard this. They don't know what to do because they've been in long relationships and they wouldn't know what to do. And I think that's what it's speaking to, you know, saying that I can't get out. You know, I don't know how to start another relationship, so I might as well stay in this one. But I know it's not healthy. It doesn't make me happy, but it's what I know. So I think that, you know, men and women, even with men, and I can speak from a male's perspective that, you know, a lot of times, you know, men are in, you know, situations where they feel, you know, I want to win first. I want to make an X amount of money. You know, I want to buy a house first before I can marry her. Well, what does that mean? If you're not with a person that you can marry, whether you're wealthy or you're poor, that may be the wrong person for you. You shouldn't have to prove your self-worth to a house or a car or X amount of money. If that person is with you already, you should know and you should be able to have clarity within yourself to say, I love this person. And you know if you love that person because you love yourself enough to say that I can become one with someone. Most people are not trying to build together. They're trying to build individually.
Man, I'm going to play that part back for some of my friends, Dan, who just – you've been hearing that story, that fictitious fake story that men sometimes make up in their mind. And as we look, I'm not going to say that a roller coaster is amusement in this point, because basically roller coasters are typically found in amusement parks. If we take that side of it, it's many different types of roller coasters. So Mo, you talked about one roller coaster. Darren talked about one. The song is talking about you know, a relationship not quite abusive to me. I think that the abusive part is, like Darren said, she's abusing herself at a certain point just because of the power not to stop doing what she's been used to doing. Man, phone lines are open, 347-855-8964. We have a caller. All right.
Yes. So we have Tiffany. Let me bring on.
Hey, Tiffany. Oh, is she on yet? I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. We have Tiffany on the line.
Hi, Darren.
Hey, hello. Tiffany. Welcome to Song Therapy. You're on live with Song Therapy and Darren Henson. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine. I have a question for Darren. I noticed you have a strong passion for dancing, and I wanted to know who or what inspired you to be the dancer, the amazing dancer that you are.
Thank you. As a child, I always danced. There was music in my house, and so it was just music that led me to dancing, and it was something that I didn't have to think about. It was just something that I felt, and it was a form of expression for me. So dancing is how I really express myself. I did more dancing than I did talking. So it was my conversation piece for many things, and it was my form of expression. So it just led me to do what I did in life.
Well, I think you're an amazing dancer, and I have one of your tapes.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
So, Darren, let me ask you this. This is Tell Tally.
We're
going
to have a dance
so
off.
Well, was there any inspirations in your life or who inspired you in dancing?
Oh, man, it was so many people. I mean, but everybody knows, and they've heard it over the years. Michael Jackson was the person that I wanted to work with the most in my life, and he was kind of like the quintessential person that was the forefront or the carrot, you know, to my horse that led me in the direction. Definitely Michael Jackson.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you, if you haven't had a chance to see him in person, and Darren and I go back to when he choreographed a Drew Hill video way, I'm not even going to say the date, Darren, but I think
it was a long time ago. It was
right when Woody left.
Video.
Right, when the You Are Everything remix.
You Are Everything remix, yep.
And if you YouTube that, you might get a glimpse of them there, teaching us a step or few.
Yeah, that was a hot video. It was a Matrix.
So Darren,
we're gonna have to have a
dance off. You know what I mean?
Lord have mercy.
Y'all should have called me 10 years ago.
Right, you can probably still out dance us. Not maybe not Mo. You know she's from Philly.
Yeah,
she,
you should have called me 10 years ago.
Thank you, Tiffany, for calling in. If she's still on the line, if she's still listening, we appreciate
you
calling in. Man, that was, we've gone over the first verse. We've gotten down to the chorus. Tonight's topic, I've fallen in love and I can't get out. Man, let's take a pause right now because a lot of people know you and don't, you know, everybody's not currently keeping up, and we want this to be a current situation for what you're doing now. So T-Million, if you just, you know, take it off, we have a little moment of where are they now or what are they doing right now so that we can keep current to what's happening with you, Darren.
Well, you know, Mr. Henson, you know, as Mo basically stated in the beginning, you know, he has a ton of different titles. One of the titles is, you know, he's an author, and he has two books. One is called The Intimate Thought, and the other one is Ain't That the Truth. So from expounding from the fact that he's an explicit author, he goes back into his realm that we know him as an actor. And recently, he plays the character of Detective Jordan on the Centric series Single Ladies. And he's also a recent film that he recently embarked on is called Chocolate City, which is an African-American adaptation of Magic Mike. So this brother, and there's another one that he recently played in called Black Coffee. Now, along with the things he's done in the past, these are the most recent. Now, what I would like to know, because I just heard Mr. Henson mention that when Mo said, let's do a dance-off, he said you should have caught him 10 years ago. Are there any choreographer projects you're working on right now? Or is there any other movies such as Off the Yard, anything like that, that you're currently working on or thinking about working on in the future?
Well, right now, you know, we're doing, literally, I had another film come out today called I Really Hate My Ex, speaking about emotional roller coasters. you know, Troy Beyer directed it and wrote the film, and it stars myself, Leon, Daphne Duplay, Tomoko Frazier-Hines. It's a really powerful film about relationships and about breakups and what we should do during the process. So that came out today. Following that is Chocolate City, which comes out May 22nd. And, you know, people mention Magic Mike because Magic Mike was, you know, a stripper film. But Chocolate City literally stands on its own. But if you wanted to put it in the category, it's like, you know, Magic Mike in terms of, you know, there are a lot of men dancing, a lot of poles, a lot of popping bottles, and a lot of making it rain in the movie. But it's a really powerful story as well. You know, everybody loves chocolate, so there's a whole lot of chocolate in Chocolate City. And that's May 22nd. And currently, as you just said a few seconds ago, Kevin, I am on Centric Single Ladies. And all of these projects are all different. You know, I play a detective. I play a stripper. You know, I play a doctor, and I Really Hate My Ex. So those are key components to what make up Darren Henson, which is diversity, diversity in character, diversity in work, diversity in mind, and diversity in thought. And that's what the books are about. You know, Ain't That the Truth? The tagline to the book is acknowledge it, admit, and invite truth into your life. And that's really what it is about. Acknowledge, admit, and then invite it into your life. Because if you don't invite truth into your life, then you're going to be surrounded by a lot of lies and potentially a lot of liars. And you may be one of them. You may be lying to yourself, you see? So it's really about becoming aware and allowing the light to shine in on your life. And, you know, there's funny sayings in the book, too. You know, that one saying is it's not that diabetes and heart disease runs in your family. It's just that nobody runs in your family, you know? So we get to laugh at ourselves as well, you know? So
I got a new client for you when we get off the line anyway.
You know, so it's really just about being aware. And that's why that song, Emotional Roller Coaster, is so profound. because sometimes the person that we're running from is ourselves. It's not always someone else. I mean, if you could take the lyrics to the song and put them in a mirror, it could be, we could be talking to ourselves as well. And that's what's so profound about it, you know. It could be dealing with relationships, but the relationship with yourself. And that's the deep part about that song.
Wow.
To close out where you are now, can you give our listening audience the, of course, social media is big today, which is the biggest thing, one of the biggest marketing platforms out there. Can you give us the social media site that they can currently see you on or communicate with you or just follow you on?
Absolutely. Everything that has information to what I'm doing, what I'm going to be doing, what I have done is on my website, darrenhenson.com. When it comes to social media, my Twitter is Mr. M-R-D-H-E-N, Mr. D-Hen. And Facebook and Instagram, very simply, is Darren DeWitt Henson. My full name, Darren DeWitt Henson. And I'm on all of those platforms at different times, sometimes not every day, but I definitely try to communicate with my fans, which I do very, very often because it's important for me to let them know that I was a person who had dreams, just like some of your listeners right now, but I put action behind my dreams, which put me in a position of power, which put me in a position of being able to speak to you here on the radio right now and be on television and in movies and be an author. I had dreams that I put actions behind, and they can as well. So I make myself available to them when I can, and I'm just thankful for my fans.
And that again is D-A-R-R.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying in case someone's spelling it and they're not looking at anything right now, but it's darrinhenson.com. Nice site. I like your site, bro. I was on it a little bit before the show. Well
Thank
put
you
together.
Thank
well
you
put
so
together.
Much.
Go ahead, T. Megan.
I was gonna pay you a compliment, brother. Like, you know, your middle name, back in the day, you know, I used to have an African American. I couldn't stand his middle name. Was his first name was DeWitt, but after going through the process and how he stayed on top of me, he was a very profound and educated brother. And I'm seeing that name follows a lot of educated brothers, and you're one of them. I just want to pay you that compliment.
I appreciate that. Yeah, when we can find the light within ourselves, when we can find the awareness of who and what we really are, then what happens is the person, the mentor who's trying to teach us, becomes that much larger to us because we understand that the information that they hold for us is really important. So, see, it's not that they're unimportant at first. You just became more aware of how important the information he had for you was.
Mm-hmm. If you just tuned in, I'm going to put a pin in it right there, and we're going to keep it moving. This is Song Therapy. People, we're on an emotional, educational roller coaster with Mr. Darren Henson. But the record that we're breaking down is by Vivian Green. The topic that we're dealing with applies to men and women. And we're talking about our falling in love and I can't get out. That's the topic, but we don't know how apropos it is. And sometimes we have to look in the mirror to see, to acknowledge, to admit, and then to invite a different situation. So T Million is up on the second verse. We almost do this record. Darren, we thank you for hanging out with us on Song Therapy. You've shed a lot of light, not only to us, but I'm sure, I mean, listeners are texting me, they're like, preach, yes, sir, he right on point. And usually it's women texting me, but it's men tonight who are texting me the most. So let's go with the second verse. T Million, you're up. Let's go.
Yesterday, I told myself I was gonna be okay. Gonna start a new day, be truly happy. I was gonna take control of me, but eventually reality hit me mentally, physically, emotionally. And I opened my eyes and realized that I was still being taken for a constant ride on you.
Well, this is your man, T Million, about to attempt to break down this second verse. And the first part goes, yesterday I told myself I was going to be okay. Going to start a new day, truly be happy. what we often find, whether it be women or men, we first think that we are our own psychologist or our own psychiatrist. So, and I think in most cases we are, because either we can't afford to be with, to go see one, or maybe those aren't really in our realm. So we attempt to try to be our own savior to reality. So you have to tell yourself, as she says here, I told myself that I was going to be okay. So you have to first tell yourself that doesn't work. You may have to seek help from that point. And then it says you're going to start a new day and truly be happy. Well, and the first thing of trying to move forward is you have to try to start a new day. You have no choice. The next day is going to come whether you like it or not. And then you have to tell yourself that you're going to truly be happy, because you can tell yourself something else. But if you're trying to get over something, then you have to say that you're going to be happy to try to overcome those potential emotional obstacles. Then it goes on to say, I was going to take control of me. Another point in that psychiatric or psychological factor that you have to tell yourself that you're going to take control of you first and foremost, because someone else can attempt to tell you, but you need to try to grasp and take care of yourself first. But then it goes on to say, but eventually reality hit me. That's when the professional help probably could come into effect, because now you're mentally, physically, and emotionally a wreck. So sometimes you being your own psychiatrist or your own advocate or your own psychologist, sometimes that's not enough. And those three major factors, physical, mental, and emotional factors, do take control, and it can sway you to a very negative or dark side. And then it says, I opened my eyes and realized that I was still being taken for a constant ride on your continue on. So now, that basically is saying, once I open up from my woosah moment, or once I open my eyes from my sleep, or once I open my eyes from my meditational factor, I still woke up and started to see that this is not going to change. Something is not going to get any better. You know, I'm still being taken on a constant ride on your, whatever that your would be. It could be roller coaster, or it could be the bullshit, excuse the expression, or on whatever it is that person that you're involved in or was involved in was taking you on. That is in T. Million's attempt to break down the second verse.
Hmm. Have you ever been taken for a ride you don't want to be on? You know, just, you know, like you in New York for the first time and they know you don't know where you're going and they take you the long way.
What?
I'm just saying, when you're on a ride that you really don't want to be on, it's not comfortable. You know, your emotional state, you're mentally and physically upset. It's like, you know, why are we going this way? And then you get stuck in traffic. And then, and I think this would happen in this record. It was a constant ride, a ride that she didn't want to be on. But obviously, Darren, she wanted to be on it because she couldn't get off.
That's right. You know, the words, as I listen to them, you know, it's once again, we're in that position of where we have to talk to ourselves. And that's a good thing. Sometimes people think talking to yourself is bad. No, sometimes we got to sit down and say, what do I want, when do I want it, and how do I want it? So when she said, I told myself that I was going to be okay, be truly happy, I was going to take control of me, that's good. She was aware and she was awake, you see, at that point. And then in the second part of it, it changes again. That to me just simply means she took the focus off of herself and started focusing back on him again. So she started focusing on what she didn't want opposed to what she did want. You see, that's what it says to me. So when you tell yourself, I'm going to wake up, I'm going to be truly happy, right? I'm going to take control of me. But then eventually reality hit me. Well, what is reality? You see, what is reality? Or is it a part of reality that we focused on? You know, is it sunny here so we think it's sunny everywhere? No, it's dark somewhere else.
Right.
See? Because it's warm here. Is it warm everywhere? No, it's cold somewhere else. So is it true reality? No, it became realistic because that's what you focused on. You see, in life we get what we focus on, right? We live this great polarity. You know, there's north, south, east and west. That's why it's called the news. North, east, right? West and south, right?
Right.
So just because you see something here doesn't mean it's necessarily going on over there. But that's what she focused on. She focused on that core of what didn't make her feel good. So that's why she stayed on that emotional roller coaster, opposed to saying, I'm gonna be truly happy. I'm gonna take control of me. Maybe if she started paying attention to what she wanted more and what she needed to do for herself, she wouldn't have been on the roller coaster. She would have said, look, I went up and I went down. I know which parts I like and which parts I don't like. Same thing for men. This feels good, this doesn't feel good. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to apply myself here. I'm going to expect to feel good. You know what? Walking down the street, holding your hand makes me feel good. You know, taking you out to dinner makes me feel good. But you know what? I would also like for you to cook for me. How about that? How about you cook for me? That feels good. But if we're not getting that, then what's up, baby? You know, we went out to the restaurants. We went to the movies. I took you, you know, to the concerts. Can I get a meal? You see? Or can you take me out to the movies? Or can you take me for a meal? You know, because I'm the one that cooks all the time. So we think about it from the male and female perspective. Are we getting what we need to fulfill us, or are we always trying to fulfill someone else's needs?
Dependency goes right back. Mm-hmm. What is going on in the relationship? Communication is a two-way street. Song therapy, I hear you, Mo, over there. You got your hand on your hips? How you feeling right now?
I'm feeling good because, you know what, all I can say is preach, Darren, preach. I'll be at your next,
I'll be at your next book signing. Yeah, me too.
You know,
too.
I'll be right there.
I just paid attention long and strong enough to know that, you know, men don't have all the answers, and women, you know, have a great deal of answers. So if we blend both women and men together, right, and we think about the X chromosome and the Y chromosome, the X chromosome is women. A Y is a man, which means we're missing a leg, right? So that means we got to pay attention a little bit more, right, because testosterone will make your ears, you know, clog up a little bit, right? So what I found out is, everything isn't always, like, I got married last year, very simply, right? I got married last year. I was divorced 4 months later, right? I was divorced 4 months later. And people, when they find out about that, they go, oh, I'm sorry. Why are you sorry? Don't be sorry. Maybe there wasn't something that was right. Maybe something didn't fit that I didn't pay attention to at first. Maybe I only saw what I wanted to see and I moved forward, or I allowed something to happen. But then it was disrupted by, you know, whatever energy, you know, that was invited. So we decided to just divorce, get annulled. You know, it's all good. We're friends today, but
I feel you, brother.
Let me pull out the virtual couch.
Yeah. For the brothers who have gone through it, and sometimes people try. I'm sorry, Mo. I'm gonna give you 1 second. Just because I'm feeling him on this point, being recently in the same situation. And maybe I'm on the virtual couch with you, D, you know, on the other side. But
that's right.
Sometimes people will try to place what they want in their lives, in your life. And so, like you said, why are they sorry? You know, you're not sorry. You're not even talking to us. You're not even in the relationship any other time that we're dealing with each other. But when you find out that we've made a decision to move in a different direction, all of a sudden you're sorry. The question is, are you sorry for the people who say, I can't get out and decide to be miserable
mm-hmm.
for the rest of their life? And that's who I'm sorry for.
I'm sorry for those
people who decide that they think that they have to be this way and can't, and use that word that I hate.
The ones that say they can't get out. Right.
Right. Exactly. Mo, I'm sorry for cutting you off. I had to get that. I had to get on a virtual couch for myself. You know, at the moment.
I mean, you know, I understand. I mean, sometimes you gotta let it out. I mean, I'm perfectly okay with that. But I just, you know, like I agree. You know, but like, you know, from we always good. You know, I always speak from the woman's perspective. I just think that a lot of times, you know, like I heard you say, Darren, you know, you were married and you were divorced and, you know what I mean, it was in 4 months or whatever. But I think a lot of times when we get into relationships, sometimes we are, I want to say, paint this picture and we're guarded and we don't see the person for who they really are. You know what I mean? At that moment, depending on where you are in your life and what you just came out of, this at that moment could be a perfect situation for you, because in the back of your mind, and I think a lot of men don't realize that, you know, emotions play the forefront of any relationship. And I think that a lot of times, and like I said, you could correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of men, you know, don't work on the first emotion, they work on the second emotion, if you know what I mean. And then it leads into a situation where, you know what I mean, you could catch them at a moment where they get into these relationships and then they're not really happy. And like you said, they can't get out of it. But at the same time, I don't think that men, I think men stay in relationships to as long as they can, and I think women do it longer. But I think men have some capability of just saying, you know, forget it, I'm over with it, where women would be like, I'm going to stay a little bit. I'm going to see if it works. I'm going to see if, you know what I mean, like you said, if I can change him, or if he's going to change, or if he's going to be that person for me, or if he's going to, you know what I mean, understand me right now. It just, I don't want to hear what he has to say. I just want to make sure. Like you said, I just want somebody next to me. And I think sometimes men are like that too. When they get out of situations and they jump into another situation, they don't take time for themselves. They want to have that person next to them. They want to be able to touch that person at night. You know what I mean? So they can't coexist. And some females are like that too. And I think that once you are in a relationship and you get out of one, I think that you need, you know, enough timing to understand who you are so you can be better for the next relationship.
Yes.
Because you
gotta
if you carry baggage,
you got to learn yourself.
Right. If you carry baggage onto the next relationship, it's going to wear that next relationship down because you did not allow yourself.
The same way you go to the airport and you
got
to check in bags. The more bags you check, the more it costs.
Exactly.
Get rid of the baggage.
Right. You didn't allow yourself.
And if it's a garbage bag, that's cheap.
And I think a lot of, the only reason I said, I went to a woman's conference last week at my job. So we had a woman's conference, and I was listening to some of the women, and some women were recently divorced. Some women had been divorced for maybe 6 months, or they were going through divorce. And the speaker actually said to them, she said, how are you supposed to coexist in another relationship when you haven't even gotten your own self together? Because you're
going
to tear down the next relationship because you weren't able to be strong enough to, you know what I mean, put all that baggage aside, get yourself together, love yourself again, you know what I mean, whatever you went through, be able to be, you know, conditioned with that and be able to know that, you know what I mean, I can move on, I need to work on this, I need to work on that, because if you are breaking up a relationship, guess what, everybody played a part in it, whether you think
it's
you did
biblical.
Or you didn't. Right.
First, get
everybody,
the stick out of your eye before you try to get the stick out of someone else's eye.
Right.
They said
so,
actually plank.
Right. So at the same time, you know, and she said, you know, women go into, like, when they're going through divorce or when they just go through divorce, they jump into next relationships. But guess what? Then they find themselves being clingy to the next person that they're with because, you know what? They just want somebody just to hold. They don't really love this person because you're not really in love with this person.
And,
you just don't want to be by yourself.
Let's say in some cases, Mo. Let's not say in all cases. Let's just say in some.
I'm saying what the lady said. I said the speaker said.
Oh, what
did
the lady said.
Part?
Okay. No.
It's really important. I'd just like to interject. It's really important. And we can resolve a lot of issues in life this way. And this is for the listeners. This is for you guys. This is for myself. I believe it's important to hear yourself speak, right? Not just to speak. But it's really important. There's an old saying, know thyself and to thy own self be true. It's very important to know what you like and what you really love. That way you don't change for other people, because when you start to change for other people, you're not going to be happy. You're not going to be happy. Know what you like in life and attract that. You'll be a much happier person, and you will attract people who like that too, right? It's like going to the next level. We'll become the next level, and the next level comes to you. And guess who's going to be there? Those same people who chose that.
Mm.
Those same people who chose that are going to be there. The same way those people who don't want to get up, don't want to work, don't want to focus, don't want to read, don't want to do anything, guess who they're going to be hanging out with? Those same people who chose that lifestyle and that energy perspective. So
know who you are and what you really want and what you really want to do and what you don't want to do, know that as well. That way, when you vibrate, you'll vibrate like those that you want to be around opposed to those who you don't want to be around. You will not be unequally yoked. Be true to yourself. Ain't that the truth?
I feel good vibrations.
Ain't that the
coming.
Truth?
I feel some good vibrations coming, people. This is Song Therapy. Darren Henson has now been officially labeled a song therapist. And, you know, he can come back anytime he wants. But we're right at the point. We're breaking down emotional roller coaster. We're learning a lot. I got to listen back tonight right after the show goes off just so I can get and soak in all of this great information that has been shared with us and our listeners tonight. But this is the part of the song. We've had the first verse, then we had the chorus. Went into the second verse by T Million. This is the bridge. This is, like a guest said maybe a couple shows before, that this was the hardest part of writing a song, because sometimes it's a song within a song. So Tell Tally, our musical therapist, is here to take us over on the bridge. So let's get the bridge out the way, and then we can get our final thoughts on the night's topic and move on. And move on with good vibrations.
Tally on the bridge, and you know, it's very rarely that I've been quiet for the show, but for most of the show, but I have found it very, very interesting. So I'm going to jump in this bridge for the sake of time. It starts off by saying, "So tired of you making love to me, then disappearing so suddenly." And if you look at it from just a straightforward view, you know, after we have broken down this song, I'm convinced that she might not even know what making love is. But in her interpretation is that you're making love to me, then disappearing suddenly. So the person is basically, if you want to call a smash and grab, or they're leaving and they're, she can't find them. So in other words, they share some type of intimacy. And then after that intimacy is over, that person is gone. So she goes up into the second verse, second sentence says, up and down it goes. So, of course, it gives you the metaphor of the roller coaster, which goes up and down. And so I'm so tired of you pacifying me with promises you know that you will never keep. So, in other words, it's when she's complaining, she's saying, you know, you're not here, you're not with me, you're not around me, then you pacify me with promises, whether it's I'm going to be around, I'm going to bring you flowers, I'm going to do right, I'm going to be here. And then she finds it as being a moment of, you know, being pacified. And then it says round and round it goes. But one of the things that I really want to bring out, and I think Darren hit on it earlier, was that the relationship is always first with yourself. I remember months ago, before my mother passed, we talked about a book she was reading, or she sent to me, called The Untethered Soul. And it's a very deep book that talks about the level of the soul, as Darren has said, in terms of the light and everything. But one of the things that, when I called her to say, I don't understand this book, because she was more versed in it, and she said to me, there are things that you have to understand. And she asked me to draw two circles on a piece of paper. And she said, in the first circle, I want you to put id, ego, and superego. And then in the outer circle, I want you to put what the love, joy, peace, what are the characteristics of God. And she said, at the top, I want you to put the journey back to the Father's house. And what she said to me was just so inspirational in my life, was that everything that we encounter is really an illusion. The only thing that will stand, in the Bible says, is God's word. Everything else will pass away. So Darren hit on it when he talked about some of the things that we create, the vibes that we have, the emotions that we have. But everything in life turns from internal and it becomes external. So when you look at the things that people are doing to me, then you're working from that spirit of id, ego, and superego. When you work out of that which is spirit, you work out of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance against such. There is no law. So the word clearly tells us how we are spirit living a human existence, not humans living a spiritual one. And that's Telltale's breakdown of the hook.
That was the bridge, but it could be the hook, my brother, because you hooked us in on that one. For sure. For sure. Man, I could end right there. Darren, you want to add anything to the bridge?
I don't think there's anything to add to it. I think that's exactly what she's talking about. There seems to be a light that came on. She said, I'm so tired, right? What she's saying now is she's acknowledging this is not what I want. This is not what I need, and this is not what feels good to me. And because it doesn't feel good, I'm taking the precedence to say I'm tired of it. I don't want it any longer. But then, in the complaining, she's focusing once again, still within the complaining, she's focusing on what he's doing to her, what he's doing to her, what he's doing to her. And then it closes out that she's still on and she can't get out, right? Because she's so focused on what he's doing to her, she's exhausted in that truth that she didn't at some point in time say, I'm going to do this for me and I'm going to start right now. You did that and I'm tired of that. And because you did that, this is what I'm doing for me now. You see, she consistently stayed in a momentum of negativity, which is why she couldn't get off, because the law says, the law of momentum says, it's going to keep going that way until it stops. It's like the law of gravity. You throw something up, it's going to come back down. It's going to stop. Don't worry about it. Just wait for it. It's going to stop. But you got to allow the momentum to die off. And
wow,
as long as you focus on the negativity aspect of what's going on, the momentum continues. You have to remove your focus from that which you don't want to that in which you do want. Because when you have to remember this. This is very simple, and we're going to make this easy. Two things cannot occupy the same space at the same time. You can't feel good about something and feel bad about it at the same time. So either you're going to say to yourself, I'm going to feel good about it, and feeling good about it may mean removing yourself from it. Because if you keep saying, all right, I'm going to feel bad about it, it means you're still in it.
I heard something the other day said it's hard to smile and be sad at the same time.
100%. It's impossible, actually.
Hard to smile and be sad.
Man. Your nervous system does not allow you to be sad because the nervous system tells your brain that you are happy through smiling.
100%. 100%. It's all coming full circle.
Smile.
Oh, Lord. Stick to therapy. Not
singing. That's why I
anyway,
smile.
This is Song
Don't
Therapy. Darren Henson, Emotion Road. Would you like to sing a smile song? Should we do a drum roll for you?
I just said that's
okay.
Why I smile and I give off laughter because it makes you internally happy.
Okay. I agree. 100%. I thought you were singing to us for a second. I was like, oh.
Oh, no. No.
You're killing us. Anyway, we're going to wrap up. Final words. Great topic tonight. A lot of great information, only if you choose to apply it to your life. Other than that, it's just noise. The topic, I've fallen in love and can't get out. Telltale, our musical therapist, if you quickly just run down the three symptoms, Darren, we're going to wrap up with the final words so you can just get maybe your final thoughts. We'll save you to kind of last. It's just kind of like a 60-second wrap-up of how we feel about tonight's topic, and then we will move forward. We're closing out another great night of song therapy. Telltale?
Yeah, well, we said that some of the symptoms are which we talked about, emotional abuse and personally want them to yourselves and don't want to have any outsiders involved in the relationship. If someone doesn't pay you attention or your needs or they start to wander in other relationships, and she talked about that in terms of making love and then you're not there, you may find out that a person may want to be serviced or be seen as a servant to the help me or to, you know, I need you to do this, to do that for me. And four, find yourself being manipulated you know, by that person. They mentally take you on a manipulation. They know how to manipulate you to get you back in order to do that. So when it's good, it's good, and when it's not, it's not.
Mm. You have heard the symptoms. Tonight's topic, a doozy. I haven't said doozy in, I think, all of 2015. T-Million, final words on tonight's topic, my brother.
All in love and you can't get out. Well, as I when I was breaking down the second verse, I mentioned those three things, that mental, physical, and emotional scenario, and being the advocate for yourself. You know, even from an emotional standpoint, people need to be advocates for themselves, whether it's, you know, whether it's going to the doctor and the doctor telling you something's wrong with you and you just take it for what it is because the doctor said so. You know, but people very seldom become advocates for themselves. So what I mean by that is in the case where you're in love, you have to be an advocate for yourself to say, you know, although I've been in this situation a long time, and sometimes the big words that we haven't used on this in this show at all, and I'm not sure, and maybe I just missed it, but the word complacency is a huge word when it comes to relationships. So what we find ourselves a lot of times being in any relationship is becoming complacent. That's how relationships either stay together from a negative perspective, or that's why they break up, because the woman or the man feels that the other is complacent. So I think that once we become advocates for ourselves and try to figure out what is best for us individually, then you'll be able to answer that question or be able to deal with that statement a little bit more. Falling in love and can't get out, well, probably you can. You just have to be an advocate for yourself.
I hear you. T-Million. I'm going to jump in next. And this is impeccable. I've fallen in love and I can't get out tonight's topic. And Darren, you really shed some light on a lot of things, and a lot of things that I might have even pondered have seemed to be confirmed. But you taught with some oxytocins and some one shifts, and you spoke on re as doing over. So when you research, you're not really searching. You're just doing something over that somebody or looking at something that someone has already done. And then you went on to say sometimes you have to look in the mirror and you have to acknowledge some things. Sometimes it's hard to admit some things. And then you have to invite change into your situation. And when you're falling in love, you don't really know sometimes that you're falling in love. And that's what you just put it as in that moment. And then the other part of the topic is I can't, which totally doesn't exist in my life. So for me to even answer on that part of the topic is just to echo and to push you into a place that says you can if you want to. Because when people say they're miserable and unhappy, I said you must like it. You know, you must really like that relationship if you're so miserable and unhappy, because you're still there.
Life is about choice. That is correct.
There you go. 100%.
We were told as children not to use four-letter words, and can't is a bad word to me. So it's a word that I don't use, and I don't acknowledge it as a useful word in our lives. And one of the things that I'll say is if it doesn't feel good, it's probably not good for you. If it doesn't feel good, it's probably not good for you. You know, if you keep your hand in the fire, it's just going to get burnt more. And it's the same thing. If you stay in something that doesn't feel good, it's going to do damage to you longer, whether it's mental, physical, or spiritual. It's just going to do longer damage. And again, I use that word momentum, get out of something. Well, how do we change something? Well, change it before it happens. You see? If you know that something is not good for you, then don't play pool. Don't think that you are strong enough to change that. And always understand this. You can't change anyone. People have to change themselves. You can't change anyone. Life is a choice. Ain't that the truth?
Ain't it?
Ain't that the truth?
Ain't it? Tell Tally, final words, brother. I've fallen in love and I can't get out.
Well, you know, my final words are just a poem I wanted to read by one of my favorite artists, and it says, "Anyone for a love affair." And I think it's appropriate because, as I said before, I think that the love affair begins with yourself. And it starts off by saying, have you ever asked yourself, who am I? Have you ever stopped long enough to hear the answer? Have you ever had a success and attached yourself to that event and let it define who you were? Have you ever had a failure and attached yourself to that incident and let it define who you were? Have you ever selected a hero and attempted to act and think like him, and consequently everyone defined you in his image? Well, if you've done any of these things from time to time, you're okay. As a matter of fact, you're human. However, don't get caught up in the passing of events, but rather look closer at the process. Just as you move from one definition to the next, there are still many more life experiences that will intrigue you and momentarily define you. But if you constantly ask, who am I, you will become slowly, ever so slowly, acquainted with who you really are, the best love affair you'll ever encounter.
Mm.
And those
best
are my
love
quotes.
Affair. Go
That's
ahead, son.
Beautiful.
Go ahead, son. Malicious, First Lady of Song Therapy. Final words on tonight's topic. I've fallen in love and I can't get out or up, as you like to say.
Well, my final words on I've fallen in love and I can't get out. I have to just ditto what everyone said, because if not, I'll just be repeating everything. But what I would like to do is just take a second and just say, you know, your feelings and your emotions so often surround you constantly. They will push you, and they will also pull you into your body. With each step, you should take a different direction. At times, it will be tiring. At times, it should be exciting. At times, it will drive you crazy. The center begins to disappear, seems to shift and change in all locations. So if you cannot find it anymore in these times of needs, it should only be that you seem to do so, because the center is always there and it stays in the center. Where your heart is, where your lungs are, and where your feelings and as you as a whole person, and just the way you will always be and just the way that you are. And that's Mo with her last words.
Mm. Y'all are deep sea diving on me today. My heart is on an emotional roller coaster for sure. Darren, I would like to say on behalf of the Song Therapy family, it has been truly not only a wonderful therapeutic night, but also an enlightening experience for not only me and just seeing the listeners who have been texting me, and some people just shy to get on the radio and call in, but it has been a lot of love tonight, and we wanted just to save the final words for you, since this was the song that you chose to bring to the Song Therapy family.
As you just mentioned, it was very therapeutic for me as well to talk and to speak to all of you. I love the poem. I'd love to be able to read that poem again that was read off to us. I think it is a profound poem. I want to bless everybody. I want to thank the Song Therapy family. And just say to all the listeners, just remember, if it doesn't feel good, it's probably not good for you. Love yourselves first. That way you can truly understand and know how to love someone else, because you will know the components of love, and it won't just be a word. So with that being said, I want to thank you. I want to bless you. And I just want to say to everyone, I appreciate you.
God bless.
I had a little tear.
That's all right. It's a tear of joy. You can smile and cry at the same time, though, I think. But those are tears
of joy. Yes, I'm smiling and crying at the same time, Darren.
I understand. Oh. Trust me, I understand. Again, I really do. I appreciate everybody, and thank you for giving me a voice on your radio show. I will continue listening. I think it's very important to break things down so we can have a better understanding, overstanding, and an understanding to who and what we really are.
Mo, can you take us home, or do you need a virtual tissue? Let me know.
No, I'm fine. I can take you home. First and foremost, I would like to thank Darren for taking the opportunity and accepting to be on Song Therapy when, you know, I connected with him. But as Song Therapy closes tonight, again, I would just like to thank you for sitting on the virtual couch. I would like everyone to keep it locked to Song Therapy next week, and always tune into songtherapy.fm for any other shows that you want to see. Just remember that this show is all about the therapeutic experience. I would like to thank all the faithful listeners. And remember, nobody likes to go to therapy, but everybody loves to come to song therapy. So now on that note, until next week, good night, everybody.
Remember